Warning, warning, radio station Y2K malfunction.
This is Walt Gesundheit in the TCapsule.com newsroom. As we begin the 1900s, we can only laugh at those who predicted that our modern electrical devices would misinterpret the year 1900 as 1800 and cause confusion and panic. The so-called Y19C problem never materialized, because machines today are as reliable and eternal as the trusts and giant monopolies who built.
Warning, warning, electrical gizmo Y19C malfunction.
Hear ye, the 15 stars and 15 stripes of old glory continue to fly at half-mast as all 4 million Americans mourn the passing of our first president, General George Washington, at Mount Vernon less than 3 weeks ago. Yesterday it was revealed that according to Washington's will, every one of his more than 300 slaves will be emancipated and will receive pensions from his estate. Washington is the only founding father to free his slaves. As we begin the 1800s, America's expansion appears just about finished, with France controlling nearly 1 million square miles of the interior, and the western wilderness destined to remain unexplored, the United States should be settling in for a calm 19th century. Speaking of France, Napoleon's coup d'etat last year brought him control of the government, which will give him plenty to do and should end his military adventures for good.